don't know which crown you are carrying, but tonight, let us follow the steps of those our fathers who sit on those thrones, that are called the elders, that cast down their crown, because they know the value of the great king. And the Bible says they cast down their crown and they worship the Lord. Can you say, Lord, I cast my crown tonight to worship you. I cast my crown to worship you. The Bible says one day David went and got the ark. And when he came back, he made a feast. And he did not make a feast to sit on the throne. The Bible says he danced unto the Lord. He danced unto the Lord until he was almost naked. And then his wife said, oh, what a shame. And the Bible says that woman did not bear a child because of the value God placed on Christ. Cast your crown before the Lord this evening. Just say, Lord, I come, I cast my crown. God is not the crown you are wearing. I cast my crown to worship you. I cast my crown to worship the great king. I cast my crown to worship the Lord of all the earth. I cast my crown. I cast my crown. I cast my crown to worship him who lives forever. To worship the one who reigns forever. For the Lord. the Holy God. For the Lord our God is holy. The Lord our God is holy. Holy, holy is the Lord God of power and might. What is the Lamb that was slain? To redeem us. To give the Lord a dance. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
If you are ready to give the Lord a dance, can you wave your hands to the Lord? Amen. Glory be to the Lord in the highest. To the Lord in the highest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. call you God. Worthy is your name.
Oh,
glorious God, beautiful King, the excellent God. It is in come to worship. Jehovah. I will praise the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. I will worship and give the praise to
Together for the Lamb. Put your hands together for the Lamb. Hallelujah. 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 To the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At all? Are you singing to the Lamb at all, or you are just watching? Shada bada 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 bada. Where is Dan? Dan. Who has give me that your passion? You missed it. Oh yes, 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 yes. Aha! Shabatu bekete kote kote pata kutusa. Sabate kete kote kote yika. Haliba lusata. Hallelujah! 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 To the Lamb! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! For the blood of Christ we stand. Amen. Bala 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 matu chete kosia. Eh hey. Some of you are just watching like that. You don't know what is happening in this place. You don't know that yokes have been broken. You don't know that borders have been lifted up. Are you ready? Give me a mic. I'll be playing it little. Small, small. Give me a mic. Are you in the message Bible? Psalm 100 verse 4. Small, small. Just listen. Matuku tiskale tesia. Psalm 100 verse 4. Hey! La kutish kede bronto sukalis. Kalibiti la kutu satalishya. Listen, 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 listen. Psalm 100 verse 4.
Enter with a password. Thank you.
Enter with a what?
Password. Thank you.
Enter with a what?
Password. Thank you.
I'm not hearing you on this road. Enter with a what?
Password.
Somebody
thank
say
you.
Password.
Password.
Somebody say password.
Password.
Have you ever locked your phone Maybe you have this BlackBerry, you locked it up, or you have a laptop. Have you ever locked it and somebody tried to have access into it and he could not? Hey, he got to ask you that prophet Ezekiel, what is your password? Without your password, you can't get into it. Friends, this evening, God has a password. Into His presence, God has a password. Into His heart, God has a password. Into His failure for you, He said, thanks God. Oh, hey. Listen. Read it again.
Enter with the password. Thank you.
Enter with the password. Thank you.
Make yourselves at home talking praise.
Make yourself what?
At home.
Make yourself at home. With what?
Talking praise.
Talking praise. Enter with the password. Thank you. Make yourself at home. Talking praise. It means that you see many come into the sanctuary of God. They are not at home. They are far away. When you go far away, you become like the prodigal son that lost his property, lost his identity. Hey! He said, make yourself at home. Talking praise. Are you ready to talk praise tonight? Are you ready to talk praise tonight? Are you ready to hack into the computer system of God? Hey! With the password. We are about to type the password. Hey, when you own your computer system, there's a place that it will request that password for you to type it in. If you do that correctly, you are going to get into His presence. You are going to get into His sanctuary. At His presence, mountains fall up. In His presence, yokes are broken. In His presence, weapons are lifted up. In His presence, demonic spirit cries out. Somebody is going to scatter this place with praise. Hey! Hey! Are you ready? Lift up your master finger. Lift up your scatilia. Ha ha. Imagine yourself. You are pressing. You are typing. You are typing on a keyboard in heaven. Imagine yourself. You want to gain audience with your Father. Hey, the creator of heaven and earth. You want to gain audience with the God of all universe. Listen to me now. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 22, the Bible speaking about Jehoshaphat. Hey, when the children of Ammon, Moab, and Moab, three mighty nations, when they came against Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat understood that password that is called praise. After he had prayed, after he had fasted, he needed to gain access into that password, and he pressed it. P-R-A-I-S-E, and he set God on a motion. Hey, these three nations they have to destroy one another. Somebody say praise. Somebody say praise. Contribute to that. It came to pass that Saul was possessed with an unclean spirit from the Lord. And it came to pass that he called David, who was a pleasure to praise before him. Bible speaking, when David began to praise before Saul, the unclean spirit departed from Saul, and Saul was refreshed. Many of you in this place, unclean spirit, unclean habit, unclean character, are going to cry out as you press that password. God bless. Somebody had a praise. Somebody had a praise. While I meditate, I thought about King Uzziah. Bible says, King Uzziah sought God in the days of Zechariah, that had understanding in vision. As long as he sought God, God made him to prosper. To prosper, he became stronger. But when he became stronger, his heart was exalted because he could not praise God. He entered in to do sacrifices and he was struck down. But when he came to David, they told David, you are a king. You can't offer sacrifices. David said, I'm a king. I'm not a priest. But I know how to praise. And he began to praise her. And with that password, he wandered to the priesthood ministry. And he was not a priest. Somebody had a praise. Liberte Seketia. La Puti Sakata. Are you ready? This password is going to open the door. A door that you have never seen before. This password is going to open a door. A door into some natural, supernatural manifestation. This password is going to take you to a realm. Hey! Are you ready? My God, Kabuti Sata. Let take a copy, a sister on fire in Lagos. She entered this thing they call Molue. And she was sitting in the inside, at the door, around her. She was surrounded with all manner of men, you know, people that they speak foul languages and nasty languages about the people of God and about the things of God. And she wanted to drop, and she could not. She knew that if she stand up and take a step, these people are seeing her with the Bible. They are going to increase their insult. The more this lady, where she sat, she began to shout, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. And the accuser, they shut up their mouth. When she saw that, she shouted more, hallelujah, praise God, he's alive. As he stood up and dropped, and nobody there lifted up his voice against her. I say, as you press this password tonight, God is going to shut up the mouth of our enemies. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to see your right finger. Hey. Ha ha ha. Yes. Hear it. You have to gain audience now with the King of Glory. With your Father. My Father. Ha ha. P. R. A. N. S. E. Begin to praise in your heart. Begin to praise in your heart. Yes, begin to praise him. Start to praise. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Begin to praise him. Celebrate Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate. Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate. Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate. Jesus, celebrate. He is free. Come and celebrate. There is generation of the Lord. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. I need more fire here. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. Celebrate, Jesus, celebrate. He is free. I'm going up to the high place. I'm going up to the high place. I'm going up to the high place to tear the devil kingdom down. Going up. I need fire here. Going up. Are you dancing at all? Hey. Oh yes. Get the devil kingdom down. Will sleep on. Will you believe? Will sleep on. Will you believe? For the joy of the Lord. I'm trading. If you don't help me, I will mess this song up. I will mess this song up if you don't help me.
Yes, Lord.
Before I sit down, just one. Dominka kaomu aranda ranaye. Dominka kaomu awana ranaye. Ungode, 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 ungode. Yes, it's very key. Dominka kaomu awana ranaye. Dominka kaomu awana ranaye. Somebody's just speaking, it's not that busy. Give it praise. Give it praise. The shout of the king is in their midst. The shout of the king is in their midst. Rabala bala 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 shuda balos. Repete poto poto poto. Shalalalala le telebo shuda bala dab. Give it a shout, a shout. The shout, 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 Yes, Shana Madusi Diato Protola Bota Balabadila Kuduria Santa Brajata Prata Kotija Jadia Lele Boto Soto Protola Kotosia Santa Brantus Kedeboto Sikalisia Ligitina Kotobotusia Shita Balabala Balabala Badila Kotobolosia Senda Bolobon, the Bolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolobolob Thank you, Jesus. Libalo satala kushia. Kabatu piti kiti putu sakata lishie. La namalo shana wana 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 wana. Ah, shala batu wana 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 wana. Zeta besi tabalu siti la kata brabana tabana badala kuzi. Jala banda bale fete brote sekete kote lika yala bala 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 bado. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. Labo shabata li besi ha. Le brege te brote lo koti ha. Labo la bali shita banta li. Relelelelele shata bala bale si ha. Eki bala te sekete bote li. Hala yala 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 La te boto koto bashata, la tika batili diya, rale balu shata batista tabasiya. Everybody rise up and lift up your hands to us, heaven. Kadi shatali, kutobo shata, la batistiya. As I declare the declaration into your spirit and into your life. Shundu balaku tushita Hapanta koto boloti Lelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelelel Holy Shadakada Brabalakada Badi. Shita Bato Bato Sikati Koto Bato Kolishi. Jesus. 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 What you did is that you apply the right password. You apply the right password. Now you are in the presence of your Father. Jesus. Jesus. Let him touch you. Let him breathe his breath upon you. Jesus. Kundo bolo shidala kusidira nani. Hele lebo shalabala balu sitala kusi. Kundo bolo 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 bolo. Shalabala bala 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 badi shida katusi. Shidi giti giti la kota brada bato la kota bato la kudi. Shele gete bre gete bato lo kota bato la kota bali. Shanta balu sita la kusi. Kante bo sete batu shata lu sita yan. Kunta bolo sita palish. Shanta bala 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 bala. Now we see. Ah, we pray. Even in my darkest hour, to the sorrow and the pain. Ah, we see. Ah, we pray. Lift my hands in honor ye, because your word is true. Ah, we see. Ah, we pray. Even in my dark through the sorrow and the pain. Ah, we see. Ah, we pray. Lift my hands to honor you, because your word is true. Ah, we see. Ah, we Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift up your hands towards heaven now. Lord, I thank you for the awesome of your presence. I saw a small child, he's smaller than Joshua, small Joshua. And I saw him, he was trying to push a mighty gate. This kind of city gate. I'm not talking about the kind of gate that we have here. City gate that is made of brass. This small child was trying to push. And I say, how can it be possible? I understand it came to me that it can be possible with the key of David. Psalm 89, I believe, he said that it is the Lord who has laid help on the one that is mighty. A better translation put it, say, it is the Lord who has laid help on a young soldier, inexperienced soldier. And I will give you the key of David, the key to open and no man will shut, the key to shut and no man will open. That key is praise. And while we began to praise, that gate has been opened. Lift up your hands towards heaven. I stand by the strength of your word, by the strength of your revelation, by the strength of your anointing. La pipi shakata, le breke tepeto, in the name of Jesus, la kut kataba, I command every door of opposition, every door of resistance, every door of the enemy, I command it open. Open thy gates. Let the righteous nation come in. Open thy gates. Let the righteous nation come in. Let the righteous nation come in. Let the righteous nation come in. Liberty Shetu. Liberty Shatata. Every personal door you have confronted, you have walked on, you have tried, you have fought this season. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified in the words of the kingdom's power. Let us, I declare, I command the doors to be open. I command your doors to be open. I command your doors to be open. In the name of Jesus. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated upon his throne.
And above you is this serapina. With each having 6 feet, with two they cover their feet. With two they cover their feet. With two, each feet cry. Each fire cry one and what another. That holy, holy is in all the place. The whole earth is filled with his glory. And the post of the door is shook. The one that cried. Now, this dear, because you have invoked the glory of God, let your door, let them not only open, but let them be removed. Let them be removed. Let that be removed. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will leave this place and enter new opportunities. New opportunities. New breakthroughs. New access. The right password has been applied. You enter this place, you went to her to have access into the heritage of your father. Into the heritage of your father. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your right hand only. Shake the water sickly. Father, you say you have given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. I stand here under the strength of your word, under the strength of your anointing. I declare and I decree, Lord, every financial door that the powers in the marriage court have held bound, that the powers in the witchcraft have held bound, every financial door that has been shut against your people, to put them in depression, to put them in confusion, today in the name of Jesus, I command the door to open. I command the door to open. I command the door to open. In the name of Jesus. You said you have set before us an open door that no man can shut. I sit in the office of a pastor. You have set before us an open door that no man can shut. Father, you have not commanded any spirit, any man to shut their door. You have not commanded every power, any power to shut their door. Therefore, by your word, by your word, by your decree, I command every door to open. In the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness shall see them and despise them that they are little ones. But they will know that these are the little ones in the great one. Thank you, Father. I give you praise, I give you glory. When men see you and underrate you, that you are little ones, they will know that you, the little ones, you are in the great one. And that is why you accomplish great things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. This kingdom that was presented to us has been presented to us from Friday to this day. Let the door be open for everyone to have access. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for Jesus. As we welcome God's servant, Prophet Ezekiel, keep on clapping. Keep on clapping. Keep on clapping. To welcome God's servant, come and bless us. When a prophet cough, when he cough is a blessing. When he laugh is a blessing. When he shake his leg, say, put your hands together for Jesus.
Devil is in trouble tonight. Hallelujah. Okay, sit down for a while. Very good temptation I have tonight. Very, very good temptation. It's good for me to be back home again. Every time I come to Makurdi, I call it home. Yeah, most especially. What makes Makurdi home for me is Remnant Christian Network. And I mean it, I'm not mincing words. This place makes home for me. Good to see faces I've not seen for a very long time. And good to know that we are beginning to enter a season of praise in here. Is this what I'm missing? I know us to be very good worshippers. But you know, I love what the Bible says in Psalms, I think Psalms 100. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, and then it stopped. I wrote a book that, and in one section of the book, I was discussing that scripture as the Lord showed it to me. How the psalmist began to say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And he was using that scripture to describe what you have in the setting of the temple. You have what you call the gates, which is the first place you enter in. And then you have the middle part, which is called the courts. And then the deepest part, where the presence of God in form of the Ark of the Covenant dwells, is called the Holies of Holies. And the Lord began to show me that the reason why Jesus came was actually for a prophecy he declared while he met in discussion with the Samaritan woman. And he said, the time is coming when true worshippers are going to be worshipping God in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. And he said, the Father is seeking for such. Somebody say, the Father is seeking for. Somebody say, the Father is seeking for such. He's looking for those who are going to worship him in spirit and in truth. And to prove that that was the major assignment of Jesus, Jesus coming to fulfill the law, not to cancel the law, but coming to fulfill the law, immediately Jesus spilled his blood on the earth. What the Bible said was that the curtain that separated between the holies and the court was torn apart. And it was very significant. Very significant in that it tore from top to down, not from down to up. So it wasn't the man that tore it. Because that cross for which Jesus came was accomplished, God by himself tore that thing. Don't look me funny. I didn't jump off stage by mistake. But I'm trying to drive you to somewhere tonight where we will connect with the Father and he will begin to speak. Because the ultimate purpose of praise is worship. And the ultimate purpose of worship is fellowship. Didn't get that? The ultimate purpose of praise is worship. And the ultimate purpose of worship is fellowship. So, the psalmist, having not experienced what Jesus came for, said, let's read that place. We will do a lot of singing again. You know, while Pastor Joshua was singing, I was happy. And I was saying to myself, oh Lord, so this man has this gift too. And I'm sure maybe some of the guys in the choir were just, oh Lord, amen. Hallelujah. Good to see every one of the pastors. Oh, evangelist and Pastor Chris and every one of you. Amen. We are going somewhere tonight. If you know me very well, you know I like a lively atmosphere. Since Jesus resurrected, he has ordained that we should have the shout of King amongst us. So we are not mourning. And in case they have designed that anyone will mourn here tonight, because you have prayed yet to offer praise to God, there will be mourning, but in the camp of your enemies. You missed a very good place to say amen. There will be mourning, but in the camp of your enemies. If you are the one I'm talking to, let me hear that amen like fire. Something is about to happen tonight. Good to see Mama looking lovely and younger every day. Amen. How many of you? I just said, Mama is looking lovely and wonderful, and so much jealousy just filled the room. She is looking lovely and beautiful every day. If you are angry about it, you need to jump out through the window. But if you are not a witch, clap for Jesus. Okay, and it says, Psalms 100 verse 4 says, enter into his gate. Somebody say into his gate. It says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving. So, what helps you to access the gates of God? What helps you? What enhances accessing the gate of God is what? Thanksgiving. Somebody say thanksgiving. Somebody say thanksgiving. So, when Jesus was teaching us how to pray, a typology of prayer, he said, say, our Father who art in heaven. It begins with a sort of thanksgiving, appreciation. Oh my God. I know tonight as we began to sing, some of you seem not to have physical reasons to thank God. It looks as if God has not done anything. But I love what the psalmist said. He said, I will not die, but I will live to proclaim the works of the Lord. And how do you proclaim the works of the Lord? He proclaimed the works of the Lord through praise. If you interpret further that scripture, it could say that the reason you have for living, a reason why heaven can spare your life from death, is declaring the works of the Lord. There was a man in the scripture. A legislation happened in heaven, and God boasted about him, the man called Job. Immediately God boasted about him, Satan entered. You know what I'm saying? Immediately God boasted about him, Satan stepped him. And then that same man in the midst of all, he made this worship statement. I know my Redeemer liveth. There was no reason at all around him to have any time of praise. But then he discovered that whenever you begin to offer thanksgiving to God, even though the miracle is not right, I got no husband yet, but I thank you, Lord. I don't have who to marry yet, but I thank you, Lord. Because the Bible commands that let everything that hath breath praise him. Because I have breath, I can praise him. Somebody do like this. I'm still breathing. Ladies and gentlemen, turn to your neighbor. I'm still breathing. You may have not bought your car. Maybe you don't have your admission yet, but I'm still breathing. You missed the place to give the Lord a shout. I'm teaching you something that has worked for me over the years. That's why my first book happened to be that same book on worship. Ladies and gentlemen, there are some times that you look around you, you look at what is in the scripture, and it looks like what is in your pocket does not look like the scripture. Am I talking to somebody here? There are some times when you get home, the way you expected your husband to treat you was not the way your husband treated you. It doesn't look like the scripture, but... I don't have the admission, but... I'm just obeying the commandments of God. Oh, that's why I don't care how you look at me when I shout, when I'm praising God. Some of you look so funny. Look at those guys just jumping up. You thought it's because they parked their car out there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not because we have our car out there yet. But the Bible commanded us to praise him. So when we want to enter the holies, we begin with a thanksgiving. Somebody say... We are just thanking God, yes. We are just thanking God. We have not gone to the main thing. Enter into his gate with what? But where are we going to? We are going to the holies where the presence is. But for you to enter, what do you do? Thanksgiving. I don't have a job yet, but... How many of you tonight, when you did like this...
breath came out of your mouth, you are still breathing. You felt breath. Maybe you are hungry, you didn't eat before you came. Not because you were fasting, but because there was no food. But I wish somebody knows how to thank God here tonight. No job! I'm still applying here and there, but I'm still breathing, Lord, I thank you. That's why that scripture, I was asking mom, I said, is that thing, the thing that Pastor George, what they read, is it a Bible? He said, yes. The password is what? You access the gates by thanksgiving. I don't have all I need yet, but I thank you, Lord. It's been quite some time I experienced your presence and a revival in my life. But I'm not going to stop coming to church. I'm still breathing. The clothes my neighbor is wearing is better than mine, but I'm still breathing. Maybe my CGPA even dropped this last semester, but I'm still breathing.
Yeah, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah
Almighty.
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. How many of you were born as Pentecostals? Okay, so very few. How many of you went to some of those churches where they clap very well and they dance very well? So why do you think God made you a Pentecostal to leave those things? See, you know me very well by now. If you don't dance very well, you are a suspect. Maybe you are the witch we are trying to kill tonight. But you are not here. Listen, I'm not preaching. I'm just showing you a scripture that I have lived. I'm just showing you a scripture that I have lived with for many years. And it has worked for me. And while I'm showing you the scripture, we are practicing every one of them. Do you understand what I'm saying? And at the time when we get to where we are going to, my God. When you get to the holies, I want you to begin to think, because I may not have time to preach it. When you get to the holies, what happens in that place? Just begin to think. That's where we are going tonight. Okay, so, by the way, this is the end of standing and sitting for you throughout. I know that's why they used to pray that you should not come. That's why I don't tell you when I'm coming, so that they don't run away. Hallelujah. So how many of you are still breathing? You got some problems. There seems to be some challenges. But are you sure? Everybody in this auditorium is alive. Check again if you are alive. I'm still breathing. Everybody around me have shared the testimonies of how they've got their damn self. I'm still praying and fasting and trusting God, but
I'm still breathing.
I went to the house of my friend the other day, and she was sharing the testimony how she bought her second car, but I'm still riding Okada, but
I'm still breathing.
So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah.
Somebody thank the Lord now. Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah. We praise you, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Jehovah Almighty. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord.
We
thank you.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes,
But listen to what the Lord just said. The Lord just told me the power of barrenness is broken over someone. The Lord said to me again, there's someone who has peptic ulcer. That thing disappears now. Amaka kawo. Amaka kawo. Amaka kawo. Hallelujah. Okay, sit down for a while. Sit down. Apart from you. Sit down for a while. So you entered the gates with what? And it's a command. My friend, to the Christianity of butter and cake, God, serve me my wife now or I will leave the church, has gone. God is seeking for true worshippers who worship Him in spirit and in truth. So we are approaching the holies not because of what He has done. We are approaching the holies because we've got a thanksgiving in our heart because we are commanded to do so. Let everything that has breath praise. So, why do we give thanks? We give thanks because it accesses us to the next step. And what is the next step? Go there. Psalms 100, are you there? That's what we are using. Enter verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into the courts with what? Into the courts with what? Into the courts with what? Into the court with what? And what is praise? Praise is simply giving adoration to God for the things He has done, for what is yet to do, or what He's doing. And that is also a very powerful thing. Because when you read the same book of Psalms, you will discover that the Bible says God has made dwelling in Judah in praise. When you praise God, it attracts the very presence of God. That's the reason why Paul and Silas, when they were locked up, the Bible said they prayed first of all and then they sang. I believe they weren't doing the two together, perhaps. They were doing the first. They were praying. They spoke in tongues and did all they know how to do. They sang all the songs. They did all the praying, did all the speaking in tongues, did intercessory prayer, did some supplication prayers. All the prayers they have been taught in Bible school, they did it, and that day it seems like prayer was failing. Ladies and gentlemen, there are some times in our lives when we pray and it looks as if God is not answering. I know that I have a lot of intercessors in this place. I am one too, and I know that there are some times you are praying that God will change the nation and it looks as if the thing is going from bad to worse. You are asking the Lord to change the life of your husband who is out there drinking and going after women, and it seems like it's going from bad to worse. Giving the Lord some prayers and asking God to change your CGPA to move upward, and it seems like the
opposite is what was happening to you, it does not mean that God has stopped answering prayers. It's just that in scriptures I found out that prayers never stays on its own alone. You either see that there's prayer and praise, or prayer and fasting, or watching and praying. Prayer does not stay alone. It goes along with a supplement. And so when Paul and Silas understood that, they said, look, Paul, are we gonna add something to this praise? They were looking for something that could add to that prayer that they were praying and bring an answer. Remember, thanksgiving already accessed you to date. So when you are praying and it looks like the answer is not coming forth, while you are still doing the banging of the heavens in intercession and in all manner of spiritual warfare, begin with some thanksgiving and step into praise because of what you are seeing. Ladies and gentlemen, praise has ability to make you see the unseen. So when they began to pray, they multiplied the power of prayer. And that's the second thing I want to tell you. Praises multiply the power of prayer. When you have prayed, pray. P-R-A-Y. Those of you who read a little bit of English. Praises is removing that Y there and turning it to P-R-A-I-S-E-S. So, praises multiplies the power of prayer. Is there something in your life tonight that you are tired of praying for? I came to tell you, don't be tired. Don't remove your hands on the floor. There's something we want to add to your prayer tonight. It's called praises. And it has the ability to move you into the second segment of the courts of the king. It is called praises. It moves you from the outer court to the middle part, which is called the inner court. But ladies and gentlemen, Apostle Paul actually, David actually stopped there. The third one we are going to talk about will praise God a little and practicalize it. But before we go there, let me quickly show you that the first thing that I saw in that scripture when I read it was that there's actually thanksgiving. The second one is actually praises. The third one is ought to be worship. That's what Jesus talked about. Jesus didn't talk about the first one or the second one because it was already in practice in the Old Testament. But he came to the order of things. He came to add worship. Because in the Old Testament, nobody was allowed to go into the holies apart from the priest. The priest is the only one who accesses that place. But when Jesus came, that stuff tore apart, indicating whoever will may come. From that point on, up until today, anybody can enter where the holies. But what do we meet there? It's no more those Ark of the Covenant and all of that. I will explain that further. But I want us to still practice praise. That was what we started with, actually. But I still felt that there were some people who didn't understand the reason why Pastor Josh was jumping here. I'm sure some will be wondering and saying in their mind, it's because he's got some large money in his account. That's why he's singing and shouting like that. It's because he's got a damn cell. That's the reason why he's shouting like that. He doesn't even understand. Pastor Josh, something is happening. To somebody here, I prophesy you are the next one. I said you are the next one. You are the next one. So they've told me something happened. Somebody say I'm ready to praise him. No matter what, I'm ready to praise him. Somebody say I'm ready to praise him.
I'm ready to praise him.
Not because of the money I have. I'm ready to praise him. How many of you here think that God has done something for you? You want to praise him for? How many of you think that God is now is doing something you can praise him for? How many of you think that God is going to do something that you will praise him for? That thing you are believing God for, supposing if you go home now, he's waiting for you, how will you dance? Strike that key for me. I strike it on G, please. Come back to G. So how many of you are ready to praise God? We have entered the gates. We are moving into the courts. And the Bible says we do it by praise.
Amen. Hallelujah. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. Jehovah reigns. You are lifted up. Lifted up, you are lifted up. Hey, you are lifted up. You are lifted up. Ba 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 ba
Okay, how many of those Yoruba people do we have here? How many of those Yoruba people do we have here? And you are standing there as if you are full of men. Hey! Ba 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 mi loke o.
Ba 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 ba. Baba mi loke o, baba 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 mi loke, baba 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 mi loke. Aba oju eti ese bi ti rede o, aba oju eti ese bi ti rede o. Baba o baba o baba mi loke, baba 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 mi loke. Baba oju eti ese bi, baba oju eti ese bi. Give the Lord a dance and a shout.
I'm not seeing people dancing here. How many of you are waiting for a miracle before you dance? I'm not waiting for one, I'm already dancing.
Domika kaomu awonansa ayo. Domika kaomu amonansa ayo. I mungo de ma yesu. I mungo de ma yesu. I mungo de ma yesu. Mungo de. Aye. Domika kaomu awonansa. Mungo de. Mungode, lift Jesus higher, lift Jesus higher, from the rising of the sun to the dawning of the saint. So I can hear the children singing higher, 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 I got you.
But the second part of it is actually praise. And because Jesus has not enacted that covenant that can access us into the holies, in the Old Testament, nobody apart from the priest who has an external anointing to enter into the holies, including David. But David had a revelation of the New Testament. So he said, enter into the court, into his gate with thanksgiving. He said, into his court with praise, and he stopped there. Because that was the limit of the revelation he was allowed to enter into. They couldn't mention that of worship because Jesus was coming to replace the order that accesses us into worship. You need to come in the Old Testament with the blood of rams and bulls and all of that before you can even come to that point. And even at that point, only the priest will collect those things and enter there. If that was still the order, how many of you can buy rams? Every time you want to worship, how many of you can afford rams? Even these are our brothers that knock their head on the ground. They only buy the rams once in a year. It's mandatory. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, God knowing that this thing is actually meant not for only the priest. My. If only Jesus did not come, only Apostle Josh will be able to enter there this night. And then all of us outside will be waiting. And he will go and present our rams. And maybe those who don't have rams, they buy chicken. And for other brethren of mine in this place who can't afford chicken, you buy rats. And then Apostle Josh will take them in there. And trust, I know God, he loves quality. Maybe he will tell Josh, that person that brought that rat, please take it back first. Let him go and wait for those who brought ram. But I love Jesus. I love Jesus. He collapsed everything together and said, whoever wants to come to my presence may come, because the blood of Jesus replaced the blood of those rams. And when it splashed to the earth, the curtain tore from top to bottom, and he began to say, if sister Monica wants to come in, you are free to come. If brother Joshua wants to come in, you are free to come. I'm talking about little Reverend Joshua who was dancing here. If he wants to come to my presence, he can come. Even the sinner, if he wants to come, he should come. You know what I love about God? I know they have misinterpreted this thing severally. People have even said God does not hear the prayer of a sinner. Ladies and gentlemen, I stand to disprove it, that Jesus heard the prayer of a sinner that was crying for mercy. So don't tell me that God does not hear the prayer of a sinner. If the sinner is actually coming to the holies for mercy, in the New Testament you are allowed to come. If only you will come and say, Lord, you know I don't want to do what I'm doing. It's not because I want to. You know my heart, I want to serve you. That was what Jesus saw in that Samaritan woman. Even though she had had 5 husbands, there was something on the inside that was crying for a maker, that said, Lord, you know I've got 5 husbands, but my heart wants to worship you. I want to serve you. I don't want my life to end this way. I know that is the voice of some people here tonight who are saying, I know I fell. It was not a plan, Lord. You understand me better than the pastor does. No wonder I know that sometimes even the priests look at us and think that some of us are sinners, like they looked at like Eli looked at the other day and touched him. He didn't even understand that this woman was pouring out her heart. A harlot the other day came and used her hair to wipe the feet of Jesus, and Jesus didn't say, hey harlot, get out of here, because he saw beyond the act. He saw a heart that was crying for mercy. He saw a heart that was saying, Lord, if only you restore me this one more time. No wonder the Bible says when Peter denied Jesus, when Peter began to sing at a point even before then, the Bible says he shouted, Lord, help me. And the Bible says immediately Jesus went and drew him forth. The same Peter that denied Jesus 3 times, Jesus saw in the heart of a betrayer and a denial, and he saw the heart saying, Lord, you know I only want to stand for you. That's all I want to do. I know I was a little bit arrogant when I said I wouldn't deny you, but somehow I find out that my witness still stands with me. I need your grace more than ever before. I need mercy more than ever before. I know I can't find it out there. Maybe my pastor may not even forgive me for what I did, but there is a Savior who, when I come to, every time I find myself back again, he's going to say, come son, like he told Peter to come. The same Peter that denied Jesus, Jesus came back and ordained him the head of the apostles.
Be careful who you mark condemned for hell, my friend. Because the curtain has been torn. You didn't pay for them. Your blood did not pay for them. It was the blood of Jesus that replaced the blood of those rams and said, whoever wills may come. The prostitutes may come. Those who are dead in sin, those who don't know their way out again, they may come. Because in that place, there is a replacement of the Ark of the Covenant which represents the presence of God. God now says, I'm going to dwell in your praises. So that Jesus was telling that Samaritan woman, because Jesus, the Samaritan woman was telling Jesus, I said, come, our fathers worship upon these mountains. What are you talking about? She was talking about a geographical location. It means that if that system was still left there, all of us will have to travel to Jerusalem before we can worship God. But the curtain tore. Which means anywhere you are, you may be in Otubo, you can worship God. You may be in Otuba, you can worship God. You may be in Vandeja, you may worship God. Even in the far north in Meduguri, you can worship God. And ladies and gentlemen, there is something about worship. There is something about worship. It leads us to where? Fellowship. That was why David stopped. Where the Old Testament allowed him, permitted him to go. He stopped in praise. He could not access further into the holies. Because it takes the replacement of the blood of Jesus for anybody to come. So when Jesus came and said, this is the reason why I came. The Father is actually seeking for those who worship. Not thanksgiving, not praise. Oh my God. What is the difference between the praise and the thanksgiving? We were shouting and praising God here because we believe God has done something. Just like that song. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all He has done for me, my very soul shall shout hallelujah. Praise God. When I thought the goodness of Jesus, when I thought how He rescued me, when I thought about the fact that I'm the only one who is even doing well in the family, even though my brother is not too doing well, well, God, I still thank you. I remember I escaped an accident the other day. I should have died, Lord, I thank you. But ladies and gentlemen, there are some times when you look around and it seems like there's nothing to praise God for. Oh, you don't hear me. I know not too many of you may be there, but I've been there before. When it looks as if the word that you are preaching is not working for you, and you check your life, and it's like you are perfect, you are perfectly in obedience. Like Job, whom the only reason why Satan buffeted him was because of his righteousness. My friend, I know this kind of gospel is not popular, but I know I don't belong to those schools who try to tell us when you have faith, and when you come to faith, everything just goes rosy, rosy. When I tried to align with them, I told them the other day, I said, well, if you come to the faith and everything goes rosy, rosy, remember that the roses have thorns. There are sometimes the thorns prick your hand. There are sometimes that it looks as if, where is the Jesus that I'm serving? There are sometimes that it looks like I'm looking around and there's nothing to thank God for. Ladies and gentlemen, this kind of season is preserved for worshippers. Because worship does not give God adoration because of what He has done. It is not tied to anything that God has done. It is tied to who He is. So it's a revelatory thing. That's the reason why I go to many churches. When they are singing praises and all of that, they jump and jump and jump. And when they begin to sing, holy are You Lord, all creation. Sing that song for me, Bridget. Oh, caused you to worship. It comes by revelation. Entering into the holies comes by revelation. I stood before the Lord some other day. Listen to me. I stood before the Lord some years back and I told him, Lord, I will worship you all the days of my life. It sounded like a... until a time came in my life, I was believing God for some things. I prayed all I knew how to pray and the answer didn't come. I had some enemies who turned against me and wanted to shatter my ministry. I asked the Lord for help and it looks as if God was far away from me. I didn't know what to do. Praises was not sweet in my mouth. Thanksgiving looks like it was too far from what I wanted. I wanted to see this face of a Savior who can deliver me from the lion's den. My revelation. So I remember that, Lord, I made a vow that I'm going to worship you. I was singing. Ladies and gentlemen, when we lift our hands in worship and sometimes tears drop from our eyes, it's not because we are too emotional. It's just because we are seeing something that you are not seeing. Ladies and gentlemen, that was what David saw. He saw the very person of Jesus. He saw in revelation the personality of God. He danced to a point where his trousers fell off and he didn't even know. When you enter the holies and you truly encounter him, you will lose sight of yourself. So when you are still singing in church and you are still looking at your golden wristwatch and looking at yourself, you don't want to be messed up. I told the Lord some years back, I said, God, don't give me any clothes I cannot use to worship. And so sometimes I've worn white all through and I went before the presence of God. Because when you enter into the Holy Spirit, ladies and gentlemen, what happens there is fellowship. So, at a point, you will stop talking to God. He will be the one talking to you. When you hit the holies, what happens is that you reach a point. At the gate, God does not speak. At the court, he does not speak. But when you get to the holies, he begins to speak. So many times I lift my hands in worship on white, and the Lord said, kneel down and worship me. Not even on the floor here, where it's tiled, muddy ground. And I said, Lord, I told you, don't give me any clothes that I'm not used to worship you. And I go on my knees. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason why we lie down to worship him is not because we are too emotional. I am tired and I'm sick of any church that is too scarce, who think that God does not talk to people. If you ever take this journey and enter into the holies, he will talk to you. He will talk to you. That was what Jesus was saying. I don't want to speak to only the priest now. I want to speak to everybody. You priest, stay off my path. Let the Levites take the place and bring the people. Worship leaders, that's the reason why. One of the ways I know you know what you are doing is, when you reach, when the presence of God has descended, you know you have hit the holies. What you do is step aside like Eli did. Eli was the connecting point between Samuel and the voice of God. His job, even though he was a failed prophet, he understood that he was to connect the man Samuel to a point where he could hear God. That's the work of the Levites. You bring the people to a place where they can hear God clearer. So that when the preacher comes up, the only thing he's declaring the confirmation of the things that God has done. Do you understand? At that point, they won't tell you, lift up your hands. Your hands will go up by itself. If you see the presence of Jesus himself, my friend, that was what John saw the other day. The Bible says he felt like he was dead. Tonight, somebody will touch the presence. 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 And God will begin to speak. And God will begin to speak. And God will begin to speak. I will lift my voice and I will sing. I will sing.
Holy, holy.
To my Lord and Savior, I will sing. I will cry.
Holy.
I will worship him and give the praise. Worship God. Worship Him now. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. We worship You, Lord. We worship the Lord. Yes, we worship You, Lord. Yeah, 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 yeah. What is man that thou art mindful of him? What is man that you listen to every one of our praises? What a privilege to worship You, Lord. What a privilege to be Your very own. What a privilege to have You as a maker. You are so good at being God, we don't even need another God but You. We worship You, Lord. We worship You, Lord. is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. He is speaking. He is doing. He is working miracles. He is conversing with his people. He is bringing revival. He is doing different things. Multiple miracles are happening at the same time. Talk to the Maker. Talk to the Maker. When you just say to him, I'm here in the holies, just keep quiet. All you need to say to him is, I'm here in the holies to fellowship. And keep quiet. He talks. He talks. He talks. He talks. Lakanama Sita Hayama. Melele Mosika Lamaya. Lobo deke de Mosika de Tosaya. Holy is the Lord, the mighty one who dwells amongst his people. The Holy One is here. The Holy One is here. All the gods in the land are bowed to him. All the gods of the hands of men are bowed to him. The Holy One of Israel is here. He's called the King of the Jews. He's called the King of Glory. He's the highway of holiness. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the King of the Kings. And he's the Lord of the Lords. Truth. He is called the highway of holiness. He is called the leader of the legislators. He is called the prince of all the princes. He is called the king of all the heroes. He is called the rivers in the wilderness. He is called the lifter of the downtrodden. He is called the husband of the widows. The father of the fatherless. He is called the high and the lofty one. He is called the almighty. No one can do without him. He was never voted in and you can't vote him out. You can't live without him. He's the reason why we live. Lord, we worship you. What a privilege to be your very own, Lord. What a privilege. So high and highly God you are, yet you have time for lowly men like us. And you have brought us to sit with you in heavenly places. What a mighty God. What a favor we have found before you. What a favor made we stand and found before you. You have spared us from all the calamities of evil men. You are the call, the high and the lofty one, who no slumber nor sleep. The Holy One who has preserved our eyes from sin, corruption and death. Lord, we owe this worship to no man but you, Lord. We give this worship to no man but you, Lord. We give this worship to no man but you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. I beg you, just have your time of fellowship with him, because I don't know if I can minister to anyone. I don't know if I can, because I can hear his voice passing my ears and speaking to people. I see the angels walking around this place and doing miracles. I see renewals. I see revivals in the spirit of people here. I see burdens being lifted up. I see a deafness, a case of deafness being healed.
I see the breathing problems going. Breathing problems going. Because you are breathing right now the very breath of God from His presence. Breathing problems are going. I see someone who is slated for an operation. The angels are doing the operations now. The angels are doing the operations now. The angels are doing the operations now. I see someone, you have a sick child at home. By the time you get home, you discover the angels touch that child, because I'm seeing an angel in your bedroom. Your child is right now in your bedroom, lying down. You kept the child on the floor, not on the bed in your bedroom. But I'm seeing an angel touch that child. By the time you get home, you see the child is healed already. I'm seeing someone here, your finances have been tied down. You have monies to the tune of about 300 and something thousand being held back outside. And that thing has like crippled everything around you. I see a release right now. I see a release right now. I see angels bringing babies. Angels bringing babies. And I see another angel opening the womb of two people here and giving them children. Opening their wombs and giving them children. Opening their wombs and giving them children. Generational crosses. I'm seeing them broken. I'm seeing someone, the angel has traveled to your village right now. Where a shrine was erected on your behalf. I'm seeing an angel. I'm not telling you what I'm not saying. That angel is somewhere. I'm seeing him entering the community called Vandekia. I'm seeing that angel enter a community called Vandekia. And he went to, I'm seeing the angel in a particular premises where there is a house built, painted green and cream color, and I'm seeing some huts around it. He's removing the shrine that is buried there and is setting you free right now. Generational curses have been broken right now. Generational curses have been broken right now. There is somebody I'm seeing here, you do business, but you are not even aware you collected money from somebody. Somebody paid you. I'm seeing the person selling something like food. Somebody paid you with a 500 naira new note. Sometimes around August of last year, and since then, your business has folded up and nearly crumbled totally right now. I retrieve that money back. And I declare the money comes back to you as you open your shop tomorrow. Somebody is coming to pay you back that same 500 naira. Kalama suta labakaya. Lefrita suta labayeda. There's somebody here by the name Abigail. Abigail. Don't worry to come out wherever you are. Abigail. There's a lady called Abigail. You are asking the Lord. You have been saying, God, revive me again. I'm not where I used to be. Right now, the presence of the Lord overshadows you with His glory. The presence of the Lord overshadows you with His glory right now. From the crown of your head to the toes of your feet, the power of God comes upon you in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing two appointment letters. Two appointment letters. One is from the state, another one from the NGO, from an NGO in Abuja. Somebody from the state. I'm seeing two appointment letters. The angels are delivering it. I don't need to mention your case. I'm just amplifying what the angels and God in His person is doing in this place tonight. We have entered the holies. In the holies, all impossibilities become possible. All impossibilities become possible. There's someone with the pain of arthritis, pain on your joints. If you move your joints now, move your legs, your knees, your hands, your elbow, you discover that's pain, because the pains are gone. There is someone here, everyone in your family has been pursued by a spirit of death. Since the beginning of this year, everyone in your family has been escaping one death case or the other, one accident or the other. The Lord has terminated that curse right now. The angels have terminated the curse right now. The angels have terminated the curse right now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Your name, that one.
wonderful name. Everybody whisper Jesus. Jesus, I love you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, your name, that wonderful name. Everybody say Jesus. Just whisper Jesus, not sing it, just whisper Jesus. Everybody whisper Jesus. Everybody whisper Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. What a privilege to serve you. What a privilege to serve you. There's someone here, the interpretation of your name is what God shows me, and it means God's own. The meaning of your name, if it's interpreted in English, it means God's own. God's own. Something like God's own. Whoever bears that kind of name, that means God's own. The Lord said, I should lay hands on you. God's own. The meaning of your name, it's interpreted as God's own. God's own. Stand. You see, there is a season that the Lord asked me to end in your life. That season looks like the season of not enough. And the Lord said, put it to an end. And he said, put in our hands that anointing that attracts favor. And after then, watch and see the level to which people will begin to give to you. Because right now, one of the things you feel sometimes is like, God, I'm giving so much. I'm blessing people so much, but so few is coming to me. Does that describe what you are going through? Lift up your two hands. Father, I bring this season to an end. I open this season of my favor. By this amount, it's yours. These hands begin to encounter favor. Which one of you standing, one of the three of you here, who is facing severe accusations? Severe accusations. For something you are not guilty of, the accused. If you want to sit down 5 minutes. Listen. Listen, I don't want you to look at me as a superstar. How many of you, while you were standing there, while we were worshiping God, God spoke to you? Raise your hands, let me see. God said something to you. Doesn't matter, it may not be for everybody, it may be personally to you, but God spoke to you. Look at the hands. Look at the hands. But do you know one of the things that the angels were doing? I saw them popping staff. You know what a staff is? Like a walking stick. Popping stuff into people's ears. And the Lord said, I have sent them that they may open the ears of my people to hear me cleanse. Because there were many of you, angels were standing by you, but because you were not sensitive enough, you don't even know what's happening. Like one of the people who carried the child tonight, you were not even aware that an angel stood beside you and opened your womb. Let me tell you something, as a prophet of God, I enjoy when I stand aside and when God begins to minister to people. What the cases I was calling tonight, I was not calling by words of knowledge. I was calling by a gift called discernment. I found myself not in this auditorium anymore.
I found myself in the courtroom of God. That was where the song I sang descended from. And as soon as I sang it, they took me further to hear the proceedings and what God was saying about some of you. That was what I was dictating. I wasn't telling you word of knowledge. Do you understand? When I walked by word of knowledge, I called the person and ministered to the person. From the point where I called Abigail, I was hearing that name in the heavens, Abigail. From the point where I called God's own, the gift of word of knowledge was what was in manifestation. It came back to the gift of word of knowledge. I was cut off from that place. And the gift of word of knowledge was in operation, and I heard God's own. That's why I called them out. I need to explain this thing to you because it's unfortunate that sometimes some people are still repeating the mistakes of Jacob. That the Lord was here and I didn't know it. Listen, there are many of you, when you walk back home today, you will discover that an angel walked home with you. There are some times when you walk to the presence of God and you enjoy the presence of God and leave the presence of God and go. But there are other times, like Moses, when you go into the tabernacle and the holies, and when you go out, that the presence of God walks out with you. When you stand before men, your eyes becomes like that of Moses. Somebody here, the Lord has just terminated an affliction that was sent against you. Somebody in your office instigated a propaganda, lied against you to your boss, but you don't know. Your boss has suddenly changed and become a little bit harsh against you. But the person who even did it has been transferred out of that office. But tonight, the Lord changed your garment and put upon you a garment of honor, such that from tomorrow you begin to see that the same person who was persecuting you will change to begin to love you. As a matter of fact, as a proof to what I'm saying to you, as a sign, before the end of this coming month, August, a benefit is going to be given you that's not given to everybody in that office. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let this accusation stop. I baptize him right now with the oil of favor again. I dispel this satanic spell. Brakatuse prakalama silebo otalia. Safatalaba. I put it to an end. It is done. The same people who fought you are coming back to apologize. And I'm seeing the Lord open a door for you. I'm seeing the Lord open a door in business. I don't know what you do now, but I'm seeing a door open in business. If you follow and enter into that door, you will discover that the hand of God is upon it in such a way that no man can limit. Because right now, I'm seeing so much of issues around you that requires money. And the funds is not available. But the Lord said, I'm opening this door. What I'm telling you may not happen in 1 week, may not happen in 2 weeks or 2 months. But once it opens, no man will be able to shut it. As long as you stay faithful to God. As long as you stay faithful to God. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. Woman, where is your husband? Where is he? It's in this town. Where is he? Father, I stand in the office of the call. I speak over him. Draw your protective call. Hear the prayer of this woman. Hear her intense prayer, the things that she has asked constantly. He said, lay hands on her and give it to her. Everything that you have asked, that which have made you cry before. Now, the Lord comes as a God of supply, and he raises a protective cover over him.
Lord said to me, this is someone who has a call. Sir, look at me. Are you aware there's a call over your head? The call of God is on you. One of the things you are asking God for now is the next direction. And one of the things that I'm seeing God do with you, I'm seeing you involved in a lot of things that has to do with you are confronting a lot of demonic cases. Is this something you are doing or something you are yet to do? That's what you are doing. I'm seeing you confronted, and I'm seeing you sometime this year, after praying for some people, you had an attack in a dream. Am I correct? You had an attack in a dream. From then, there has been a little bit of fear or limitation. You feel, should I really go doing this thing? But you have that steering. Even when you see people pray, when they pray for people and you see them manifest under the power of God, there's something like a steering. You feel like an anointing on your inside. Okay? Now, the reason why you backed out is just because of fear. But the anointing is there. It's one area where the Lord has placed an anointing upon my life. What I'm saying, is it 100% accurate with you, please?
Yes, sir.
Sure. So, if this anointing steps up a little, what will happen is that you discover that fear will disappear. Can you permit me to step it up? Lift up your two hands. Father, when you called me, you said, I sent you for the salvation and deliverance of men. You anointed my hand the other day and you said, no work of the enemy you caused will remain alive. And no one you blessed by the same hand will remain the same. The right hand of God is power. I ask that same power will drop upon this vessel and increase this level. Even now, receive it. It's yours. It's yours. Sometimes you feel like as if something is about to trip your leg. It's something spiritual, but you when you are walking, as if your legs are limited. There's someone who feels that thing. It's not always there, but once in a while, when you are walking, it's as if like there's an invisible rope on your leg. Come out. Don't look at me as if I come from heaven. This boy is not an apprentice, 17 years under this anointing. I'm not a joker. Why are you walking like that? Sorry? But you're still having the pains. It goes now. It will go now. Do you understand? You'll be healed now, not later. You won't walk back there the same. But first of all, I terminate. That there have been trails of things that looks like bad luck, what you can call bad luck. You are wondering, why am I the one this is happening to? Am I correct? It's happening to you. I'm seeing you even discussing with someone that you discussed with a friend. You said you were telling him sometimes last month or early this month. You were telling him, look what is happening to me. You were speaking to the person that, look at what is happening to me. That you've been having trails of things that looks like bad luck. They put a rope on your leg. I'm seeing a black rope. Thank you, Jesus. Well, you know the good thing God said, take it off him. And the sign that God will give to you that thing has been taken off is that within the next 3 months, you see your life open up to favor like never before. And the number one you will see tonight is that this leg will be healed. Lord, I stand in the office of the call. Lift up your two hands. Lift your two hands. Kalabasuta labradaya. I break it now. Leave it. Sukatana nanabakasahida malohosia. Right now, I declare this rope is taken off you.
this rope is taken off you in the name of Jesus. And right now I release the power of God upon this leg for a healing and a cure. Give us the sign, Father. I declare, let the swelling disappear now, and let this pain cease by the power of God. Set him free. I set you free. Now walk. Walk normal. Walk normal. Walk around the auditorium and come. Normal. I command. No, no, no. Don't go to your seat. Walk around. I command that pain. Leave now. Leave now. Leave now. I command the adjustment. The adjustment of that bone now. I command that friction, I command it to be adjusted now. Lift the leg and do what you couldn't do before. Do what you couldn't do before. Are you seeing that? Are you seeing that? I command it now. It goes. It goes. It goes. It goes. In the name of Jesus, it goes. Now walk up. Walk up to me here. 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 Is the pain there? Is the pain still there? It's going. It's going. It's going. My friend is gone forever. Why are you looking as if God did not do a miracle? And listen to me. Your life will bring a change to your family. They have looked down on you before and they thought you have nothing. But I see an anointing of headship. An anointing of headship. I put it upon you. Where is oil? I need to pour oil on him. Your life cannot remain the same after today. Thank you, Jesus. If you check yourself right now, you see that a lot of healings are taking place. Like a woman who has a sharp pain. You have a sharp pain on your chest. You discover that it cannot be there anymore. I was given to 8 o'clock. It's 8:30. I need to stop. But I prophesy over your life. Before the next contact, as many of you who have danced to enter the holies today, you are coming back to enter the court, the gates with thanksgiving, with your miracles, entering the gates and entering the holies again next month with multiple miracles. With multiple miracles. In the name of Jesus, everything that represents shame in your life from tonight, they are torn apart in the name of Jesus. They are torn apart in the name of Jesus. They are torn apart in the name of Jesus. Kadabashadaya. How many of you think that the Lord is good? And I am glad that He is good. They are celebrating somebody's testimony before this month, which is tomorrow, comes to an end. I am seeing some miracles that says I'm not going to wait till August. So before 1st of August, many of you here, you will already be celebrating the thing that troubled you. Many of you here, who are believing God for a miracle of a life partner. Before August comes to an end, you see, there are certain things that are symbolic. They happen in the physical, but spiritual men know that they are symbolic in the spirit. I understand the first wedding in this auditorium is going to happen this week. Immediately that wedding happens, as they are closing that wedding, the wedding gowns of many people are dropping also.
So in case for ladies,
your own will happen before the time you are thinking.
In case on Saturday for the ladies, in case you don't catch the flower, catch this prophecy. The next wedding that is coming up is your own. Whether you catch the flower on Saturday or not, I prophesy as a prophet sent by God that the next wedding that will happen,
it is your own. It is your own. In the name of Jesus.
Some people are even saying amen and the brother has not appeared. But before the end of August, I prophesy with my eyes closed and my eyes open. I declare the brother will show up before the end of August. Listen, I know a lot of you have heard this kind of prophecy before. I'm speaking to you under an anointing. When the anointing lifts, I don't speak like this. But when the anointing is still there, I make declarations. Do you understand? And for everyone whose business has closed up, for everyone whose business has closed up, I declare in the month of August, supernatural reopening, supernatural reopening, supernatural reopening, in the name of Jesus. If you are the one I'm talking to, let me hear your amen like fire. Thank you, Jesus. I have seen multiplicity of miracles to the channels of this ministry. To every pastor sitting over congregations that attach to this commission, please come. Come. Stretch your hands towards them. I saw it, that's why I'm doing it. In this month of August, the Lord said is the month that you will see reopening of the miracles of Acts of the Apostles. Supernatural signs and wonders in the various churches. Supernatural miracles in the tent. Listen to me, many of you will walk to this place. You won't meet any pastor and yet you'll be visited. In this month of August, I am seeing a restoring of a pool. The day we dedicated this house, the Lord showed us a pool. I am seeing that pool and I'm seeing it boiling. I'm seeing that same pool and I'm seeing it boiling. And the Lord is saying, in the month of August in this house, unusual miracles, apostolic miracles will be delivered through your hands in the name of Jesus. In the various churches you are overseen, unusual signs and wonders, the dead coming back to life, the lame cripple walking, blind eyes opening, madness being cured, your sound and your voice being amplified and being heard in your environment and people getting supernaturally saved. As a prophet sent by God, right now I deliver it to your hands. 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 I hope you know what you just carried now. Please let me sound a note of warning. Be careful the things you say out of annoyance in the month of August. Because you will make pronouncements. On phones, you will make pronouncements. From distance, you will make pronouncements. And before you finish saying it, you will see it happening. Apostolic wonders. Apostolic wonders. You will carry mantles. I'm seeing it happen. You will carry handkerchiefs, bless it, and tell somebody to take it somewhere. And they will go to a place and demon spirits will scream out of people. Except if you don't do these things.
If you do them and they don't work, the next time you see me, just point at me, be free, and say you are a false prophet. I saw it, that's why I'm saying it. I'm wondering, why is this one peculiar? The Lord said, because my people have abandoned themselves in my presence to worship me, and they have touched my presence, so my garment of honor and power follows them. And for you also out there, I declare the garment of God's honor and power follows you in the name of Jesus. 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 I declare drunken husbands arrested by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I declare humanizing husbands arrested for salvation by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, sirs. Please put your hands together for them. The last thing before I sit down. I'm sorry, you know I don't always come here. Even though I'm always here in the spirit and in the physical. I want everyone who is here who is not born again. When we were shouting and praising and all of that, some people, your own heart is just condemning you that you know it's not for you because you are not born again. If you are in that category, we want to help you tonight. You know that Jesus is in this place, you don't doubt. But you know also that Jesus is not in your heart. Wherever you are, lift up your hands. I want to pray for you if you are not born again. Nobody's closing their eyes, everybody looking at you. If you are not born again, lift up your hands. I want to pray for you. If you mean what you are saying, come out here. I want to lay hands on you. You are not born again. You know if you die, you are not making heaven. You know that if the trumpet sounds right now, you will not go to heaven. Think about you. That this guy, he has the grace of an evangelist, but he has more of the grace of a prophet. I'm seeing a lady who is there. You are a backslider. Inside you, you are weeping. Because even tonight, it seems as if you couldn't connect to the presence as you used to. But you are still sitting there. As I'm talking now, your heart is beating. You better come out. Those of you in front, say with me, say, Jesus. Say, come in my heart. I give my life to you. I deny from today Satan. And I give my heart to Jesus. From today, I live for Jesus forever and ever. In Jesus' name. Okay, let me pray for you. I break the yoke of sin and death over this world. I break the yoke of sin and death over this world. And I declare, Lord, let them be set free. Let their names be written in the Lamb's book of life. And Lord, raise out of this world prophets, apostles, pastors, great teachers of the word, great business tycoons, people who serve you, who will represent the kingdom like never before. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you the glory. In the name of Jesus. Okay, all of you, I want to congratulate you. I made this decision some close to 20 years in my life. How many of you, by the way, would love to be a preacher like me? You. You are scared. You. How many of you, beyond being a preacher, you feel in your heart that, God, I want to be a prophet? up, they are just small children. You don't know
what happened to you.
I feel something coming up from me.
Can you describe it?
Like a breeze just fell up from me.
I believe on you. Are you sure it's not the breeze?
It feels as if something just fell on me and I fell down.
What happened to you?
As if a heavy wind was on me.
But are you sure it's not fun?
No. Yes.
You have been baptized into the same mantle that is upon you. And as you grow, and as these ones grow, because I'm seeing that the hands that quenches the light of evil, they saw it and they are looking. They have never been able to touch me since I was small. At a tender age, this little man you are seeing, when he was a little boy, less than a year, was involved in an accident. The car somersaulted 3 times. But this boy, even the clothes they used to wrap him didn't remove. He was kept like on the grass, not even crying, because they saw the star. But listen, the one who called me also stood by my star and made sure that they don't tamper with it. Demons don't slap my face because it's not free. Before you slap it 10 times, angel will twist their face. Do you understand what I'm saying? Both unbelievers and believers, and I say it not as a boast, but I'm saying it so that the principalities and powers of the age, of this city, of this territory we hear. I walked in this same city, I walked upon the fires, and I was not burnt. Because a horse can walk upon coals, even without wearing shoes, because he has natural shoes on him. I was sent and commissioned by God with iron studs. So we tread on fire and it doesn't burn us. As the Lord liveth, the same God who watched over my star, that same God watches over you.
Amen.
And until this grace is matured and begins to speak for the territory, you will not be tampered with. You will not be tampered with. The Lord has given you long life. The Lord has given you long life. In the name of Jesus. Are you happy? So look at that pastor there. That handsome man there. He's going to tell you some things. And I tell you, after today, I'm sure you become praying machines. How many of you like the way they pray in this place? How many of you like it? You like it? How many of you want it even now? Woo-hoo! I love this. Open hearts. So are you ready to receive it? It is called the language of the Holy Ghost. The language of the Holy Ghost. You will not be saying it like my own, but you will feel it coming from within your heart. Even if it sounds like a small baby talking, don't worry. Don't worry. I saw a little girl, Apostle George, on. She's smaller than all of them here. Preaching with fire. I don't know what her name is. Not many of them have seen it. It was on ABN channel. Small girl, smaller than me. Preaching with fire. Dissecting scriptures. Explaining scriptures. You understand? Before these ones are grown up, friends, you may be shocked. The Lord's coming may have arrived. They didn't hear. So the Lord is moving from generation to generation. Right now, we are co-preaching and standing in the same waters with our fathers and our grandfathers. What is happening? The anointing is moving so fast. It's moving on teenagers now. Going from teenagers even to young people. Some of the latest people have seen the visions of heaven and hell. They are young, young children. So that by the time you see the dazzling wisdom that is coming out of them, you will know that you need to take your life serious. If young people like this can be praying for 2 hours, 3 hours in this house, and you say you are 50, you are 30, you are still taking what they call siesta and snoring throughout the night and throughout the day. Somebody's going to fear. Okay, so are you ready? I'll just pray for you now. You repeat after me.
And then when you finish receiving, when I say receive, when I lay on you, open your mouth and begin to pray in tongues. It's as simple as that. Okay? Lift up your hands. Say with me, Jesus. Say with me, Jesus. Be loud. Say it so that you can hear yourself. Say, Jesus, I am born again. So I ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues in the name of Jesus. Right now, I receive it. I receive it in Jesus' name. So, all right, open your mouth now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. 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 Receive it in the name of Jesus.
That devil is in trouble. Somebody shout fire.
Speaking it. Keep speaking. Keep speaking. Speak. Keep speaking it. Come on, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Let me hear you. Speak in tongues. Speak in the Holy Ghost. Keep speaking it. Everybody, stand up on your feet and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh yes, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying. Shada nebodo shigete boto nokote bosia. Rapati kiti kitiya. Labato boto kotusia. Jete kiti kitiya. In the name of Jesus. Rapatisha breketia. Rapato breketo. Lebreketa breto kotisketa breto. Zapata breketa breto. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Hallelujah. You see, many of you are taking with this environment, but we got to close so that we go. While we were praising and worshiping, I saw multitude of angels with their wings. I saw them, they were just... Hallelujah.
White.
See, many of them, they are still available. They have not finished. It's we that were looking at time. Hallelujah. I don't know. See, God still opened my eyes. I saw something like kidney. If you are here, you have a kidney condition or somebody at home. That infirmity is taken away. Kidney infection. If you are here, you have doctors have diagnosed it, or maybe somebody at home. I didn't see the person. It's just the kidney. The infection is taken away. In the name of Jesus. God opened my eyes and I saw somebody with infection at the private part. I'm not saying come out. Infection at the private part. If you go back, you see that it's gone. You only come and testify tomorrow. To me alone. Hallelujah. Angels are still doing stuff. Are still doing this. See, when I sat here with my big Bible, it's very big. Big Bible and big. Everything there big. But I said, God, what do you want us to do today? What do you want us to do today? He said, just praise and worship me.
He said, I want to bless my people. They have been feasting on this mountain. They have been feasting, eating. Talking about national issue, talking about the land. Talking about, I want to bless them. How many of you are blessed today? Hallelujah. Please don't be as carnal as me. As carnal as me. When God wants to give you gifts, material gifts sometimes, you say, I'm not. Do you understand? If God is in, if God is not in what we are doing, he will not confirm, he will not give this confirmation. See, one of our problems is religion is spirituality, sir. Religion is spirituality. It should be kingdom. So I don't know why they're talking about personal blessing. Are you more righteous than God? God is out to deliver. Is there a problem on Zion? Yes, yes, those are the angels. They are still working. Still working. But upon on Zion, there shall be deliverance. There shall be holiness. And the sons of Jacob shall possess a possession. If God gives you something, if you want, you won't be too righteous. Thank you, Father. They are still working. See, they are still working. They are still working. He said, just praise and worship me, I will trust my people. He said, my people are beyond that captivity. They have been harassed, molested by the devil. As you praise and worship me, I will trust them. I will set many lives free. National deliverance is starting with personal deliverance. You don't understand me? National deliverance, state deliverance, is starting with personal deliverance. How can you set the state bound when you yourself are still bound? Only the free can set the bound free. Thank you, Father. Everything that happened here, God is in it. Why I sat here and see as the situation as I was seeing, you know, in my little way, And you see, Prophet Ezekiel is not an apprentice. He has been through this for a long while. Why was there seeing in my heart? I say, I was saying that if he finished, I will just tell him to pray to bless the minister. The thought just came. I have not finished, he said. That is why I was the first person. You wonder why I jumped out. As you go, you never remain the same. There's a mighty door. That is open. Door is open. Why God showed me that he's a kid? It's because it's not going to be by your strength. He says not by power. It's not by might. But it's by my spirit. So will you know that this one is favor that has done it. So will you know that this one is the hand of God that has done it. Anyone that has concluded on your case, they should be prepared to see that the God who will lift you up cannot bring you down. Somebody with me. Give me praise. Thank you, Father. Shapanabanabanusutaya. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to go. Ushers, you are going to pass the offering basket around. And I'm not going to repeat so much about our monthly commitment, which few people here make. They make sure that every month they give something in support of the work. I mean, I'm talking about financial involvement that is beyond your offering, your tithe. Financial involvement for the work of the gospel in this place. Make sure that you are part. You are part of what God is doing in this place. In the name of Jesus. What you are giving now is the offering. The offering. I'm saying that when we leave this place, make sure that you are part. Make sure that you support what God is doing in this place financially. In Jesus' name. While we are taking the testimony, in the next 5 minutes, I want us to receive a special number from Prophet Josiah. On the 18th of this month, there's going to be a worship meeting here. 18th of this month. the evening. Details will be communicated to you later on. Hallelujah. And on the Saturday of this week, Saturday, by 10 a.m., there's going to be a wedding. This place, we did the announcement yesterday between Pastor Enoch and Saido. 10 a.m. There on Saturday in this place, there's going to be a wedding. Hallelujah. Lastly, the copies, the CDs of this meeting. You want, I encourage everyone in this place to get a copy. Listen to it. Not just for yourself, but get it for other people also. Hallelujah. You can book at the technical department. Where is Peter? Peter or Dan? Any of them available? Peter or Dan? You can book with them at the technical department so that they will tell you how you can get it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Contact has come to an end today, but daily meetings, listen to me, don't be distracted. Daily meetings still continue. Like tomorrow, we'll still be here from 5 to 8. You know, we meet Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, though it's prayer says, but there used to be one here. And on Fridays are usually between 10 to 3, 4, every Friday. So, meeting has, contact has come to an end, but tomorrow, we'll still be here for our daily meeting by 5 in Jesus' name. Let's receive the ministration of special number, the prophet Josiah.
Praise the Lord. While the tongues of freedom for the land are going on, I will be blowing my trumpet. Hallelujah. While I was sitting there, an angel handed over a horn to me. And if you read in the book of Leviticus, on the day of Jubilee, priests blow horns for freedom. Jubilee. So the song is given to me in my mother language, to sing, to sound a trumpet of freedom for the land. And you get the interpretation of this in the book of Prophet Joel, chapter 2, verse 1, chapter 3, verse 9 to 15. Because of time, I'm not going to be very detailed. Atemato Yesu temave, atemashataloti, atemato Yesu temave, atemashataloti ve, toyamti ve vana yemo Yesu temashata loti ve, toyamti ve vana yemo Yesu temashata loti ve. Seza kule se cheve o, she se she ada shatwa wase, a ondo kate wase o, a ondo utele ute, a ondo kove kyo. Kawense kule se cheve yo, atemato Yesu temave, atemashatalote, atemato Yesu temave, atemashatalote, toyamte me vana yemo Yesu tema chatalo tebe, toyamte me kalena yemo Yesu tema chatalo tebe, se zafune se cheve yo, se se Yadasha twa wase, aondo kate wase, aondo
kovejo kawen se gure se cheveyo yo se venda uchevita chi se venda uchivila kombo chi se venda swem kala kwem ayande ama dize o se venda uchivita chi se venda uchivila kombo Mase venda swem kala kwe ayande ama dize o atema to Yesu temave atema shadalo tive atema to Yesu temave atema shadalo tive Yesu te kae mongu benda ma oma oma uta entelo kapetive waila o kae mongu benda ma oma oma uta entelo kapetive waila o Yesu te kae mongu benda ma uma uma uta entelo kapetive waila o
Put your hands together. Jesus is the King. All the nations of the earth. As we go, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all and always in the name of Jesus. Amen. Shake somebody and congratulate him before you go. Say, a door is open for you. Door. Door.